What's good, everybody? First, before you listen to this podcast, I just want to say I love you guys and just appreciate with all my heart. I hope everybody's doing super well. I also want to talk about the new hit show, Tea with Gary Vee, every morning, 9 a.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Gary. Tea with Gary Vee, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 2 hours of me doing Q&A with people individually, the deepest in-depth that I've ever done, more than Ask Gary Vee. I'm super excited about it. It's on facebook.com/Gary every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's a smash. If you go on social media, people are freaking out. Maybe my best content pillar ever. If you want to get your questions on it, you can ask at 212-931-5731 on my community app. That's where we're taking the questions from. And what I mean by that is you ask the question there, use hashtag T with Gary V, and then somebody from my team goes in there and contacts you and actually gets you to be in the prompt for asking the question on the show in video form on Zoom, which is the infrastructure I'm using to then distribute out to Facebook. T with Gary V, the new smash hit show, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. West Coast, wake up at that 5:45 time, brush your teeth and get on it. We got a lot of West Coast people on it. Hope you enjoy it. Hope I see you there. Love you guys. See ya.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
We're joined right now by the CEO of VaynerMedia and VaynerSports, co-founder of Empathy Wines. He is a venture capitalist. He is a five-time New York Times bestselling author. He is host of the Gary V Audio Experience. He is host of Tea with Gary V. You can follow him on Twitter at Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk is my guest. Gary, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you and your family?
In fact, that's what I want to say. Really good, Gary. Thank you. With so much going on right now, and I want to talk about Michael Rubin and the All-In Challenge, but I want to get to this first. How are you and your family doing in the middle of this challenging time, and what has been your message, Gary, to your team?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking. And as far as my team with all my companies, it's individual sometimes because an employee has somebody who's sick or in a really bad spot. And in the macro, it's like, look, there's things you can control and there's things that you can't. And so I've been really leaning into group sessions with leadership and being there and jumping in Slack and making jokes and anything I can do to like make, you know, people feel a little more comfortable. I've been tirelessly working. They're seeing their emails at 1 o'clock in the morning. So they know that the leader is, you know, this is when leaders lead. And so just trying to step up like a good head coach or anything else in sports analogies, you know, being the CEO, you're the last line of defense. And so, I'm built for this, Jim. We've gotten to know each other. Like, I kind of like this. You know, let there be no confusion for anybody who's listening to me. I hate every part of this from the human side and anybody being hurt by this. But in the super macro, if you triple click down into this, I'm okay. You know, everybody loves entrepreneurship when it's easy. I've been through the bubble burst in 2000, the 9/11. I've been through the economic meltdown. I'm definitely prepared for what I've been doing, and I've been working hard and just trying to make sure team has confidence in my humanity and my capabilities to navigate the businesses through this.
Gary V joining us. You are built for this. All right, Gary, so how did you first get involved with Rubin on the All-In Challenge, and what is the All-In Challenge all about?
So Michael reached out to me about 2 days into it. He reached out to a buddy, Alan Tisch, a business associate of his. They started this thing called the All-In Challenge. They wanted to, raise some money, do some good. Michael and I, passionate about what the food situation, Alan, with the food situation in America, there's a lot of people not getting food because they get it from schools or Meal on Wheels or things of that nature. And so we decided to attack that world. Started with the ideas of like sports memorabilia because Michael has so much juice in the ecosystem with his executive, you know, exclusive rights with the NFL and NBA and everybody for that matter, with Fanatics. I'm sure the majority of people listening to this have bought something on that site. And we started brainstorming. I put me and the VaynerMedia machine behind it. We kind of got into other categories of entertainment and music and film. And, you know, in 8 days, and just update the website while I'm talking to you. Literally in 8 days, we have raised $17 million, $16.8 million. Ridiculous experiences, even though I hate him with all my heart as a Jets fan. Tom Brady's going to fly you to his first game in Tampa. You're going to sit in great seats, get on the field, and then after the game, he's going to go to dinner with you and give you the cleats and the jersey. That's crazy, but that was an auction, and that's who knows what that's going to go for. 180 plus of them are sweepstakes, you know, play 5-on-5 with Beckham, play Pebble Beach with Justin Timberlake and Bill Murray. The Friends cast is doing a reunion, come and meet them. Me and Leonardo DiCaprio and De Niro and Scorsese's new film. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman will fly to your house and do a lemonade stand with your kids. Ellen DeGeneres co-hosts that with you. Cuban's signing you to a one-day contract for the Mavs, and I'm hearing rumblings that they'll actually put you in the game and then quickly call you out. So I'm sure everybody, including me, that's on this call right now and listening on the radio would want to be doing that. So just ludicrous stuff. Please go to allinchallenge.com. The raffle tickets are $10. It's going to feed somebody who's hungry in our country. And if you're in a position, because I know a lot of people are not with their jobs and stuff, but if you're in a position to support, please check it out. I've been up at 2 o'clock every morning hustling, trying to get friends to donate and trying to build awareness for it. So it's been very fruitful for the 11th pick of the draft today.
Gary Vee joining us. I'm going to hit you on that in a minute. Really quickly, what about the experience that you're putting up? An experience with you, lay it out for me. What is the experience and how do people get involved in case they miss that?
I appreciate it, brother. So yes, I put up, you know, Ruben put up this crazy one, and I would argue that Ruben's the best one. It's every sporting event, you and a plus one to the World Series game one, NBA Finals game one, NHL Stanley Cup game one, the Masters, the U.S. Open, like just crazy stuff. A suite at the Super Bowl. So I was like, damn, Ruben went hard. So I'm like, okay, I'm much more narrow, but I'll make for my fan base, I'll make the ultimate Gary Vee experience. Go garage sailing with me if you watch me. You know, I love trash talk. I go out and teach people how to make money on garage sale flipping. Go to three of my keynotes. I'll fly you in. You'll sit front row, meet me in the green room. Get a $25,000 shopping spree at Wine Library, Wine Text, my family wine business. Be on my podcast. Work out with me and my trainer, Mike McConti. Just try to spend a week with me and my team at VaynerMedia to do the marketing and business strategy for your business. Just kind of try to put it all on the line. So feeling pretty good about my experience. It's doing quite well.
Good for you. That's awesome. Gary Vaynerchuk joining us. All right, so it is draft day, and your beloved Jets do have the 11th pick in the first round. What are you looking for the Jets to do with that pick? Do you want them to use it? Do you want them to trade down and address a number of holes? What would you like to see them do?
I would like to see them trade down. I think this is, you know, I've been in the sports representation business with my brother AJ, Vayner Sports, for the last 4 years, and I'm an avid fan. I've been following the draft for 25-plus years. I think this receiver draft is got parallels to the 2014 receiver draft. It could end up being the best one ever. We need receivers bad. Robbie Anderson obviously signed in Carolina. So I do want the receivers, but I don't want CeeDee at 11, even though he seems to be a really great talent. I want the kid Becton out of Louisville, left tackle there. I'd probably settle for any of the top four left tackles there, if I'm being honest, because I haven't watched enough film to go with my guess. But I do love Becton's upside. I've looked at him carefully. Though I do love the USC left tackle, Austin Jackson, who I think could be had later. We have two third-round picks. So we've got four in the top 100, but I'll take more. I mean, Joe Douglas has a real job to do. Unfortunately, McCagnon, our last GM, did one of the all-time worst jobs over a five-year period in GM history with his long contracts and his drafting capability. And so Joe's got a lot of work. We have a lot of free agents at the end of this upcoming season, at the end of it. So there's a lot to lock in. I prefer trading out of 11, going into the 20s, loading up, and going ham on the rest of this draft because I think it's an all-time draft. And I believe in our scouts that Joe's put in place, and I believe in Joe, and I think we'll do well in the late rounds, which I think are going to be the most interesting late rounds ever because the team's 30 visits weren't had this year because of COVID. There's just small town, small school kids are going to slide. There's a ton of talent there, as we've seen. I think it's going to be one of the more interesting drafts to look at. I predict things like a Hall of Famers in the fifth round. If you told me that happened in this draft, I would understand that because of the way this process went.
Gary Vee joining us. And then, Gary, on the other side of that, Vayner Sports has a number of clients in this year's draft. So what's draft day like for you and AJ and the rest of the team?
It's pretty hectic. I mean, most of our guys, you know, we have Darnay Holmes from UCLA, who's a day two guy. So tomorrow's going to be exciting to see where he goes. The majority of our guys are projected to be day three guys. So Saturday's going to be insanity. You know, every year is different, right? Josh Jackson a couple years ago was a day one guy. He actually slipped out, so that was a tough day for all of us. You know, sitting in the green room, not getting picked, never fun. But Josh is such a resilient kid. He went to the Packers early in round two. He's going through his you know, career. And so every draft is different. We have two quarterbacks that we think are sneaky this year, Cole McDonald, the kid from Hawaii, and Stephen Montez from Colorado. The way the NFL is with young quarterbacks now, Darnay Holmes, who I just mentioned, I think is the prototypical need in the secondary in the new NFL speed-wise. Some of his tape against a game he had against Hollywood Brown 2 years ago is like really intriguing to watch. So just super excited about it. You know, there's a couple kids that I think are going to go undrafted. There's a kid, Nigel Kilby, who's got an incredibly, you know, interesting story that I think makes him a tight end UDFA or seventh round steal. And then there's just, you know, like, you know, the agents are insane. They're texting with the special teams coach. They're texting with the head coach, with the GM, the scouts. It's super fun for when your favorite passion in the world growing up has now become something you're on the inside of. It's pretty intense. But I remind people, if you're listening, something I didn't know until I got into the business, no agent, no energy is ever going to force these GMs to do. They're making their decisions. So what you're doing is you're trying to give information. You're not selling because everyone's selling. They're making their picks. Their jobs are on the line. But it's a hectic and fun day. And then the other thing is when your kids get picked, you're finding out a good 12 minutes, 8 minutes, because there is a solid delay. So, you know, there's that fun part, kind of knowing something early. Plus, I'm such an insane Jets fan. Thank God this hasn't happened yet, but we have 13 kids. I argue that we'll have 8 to 10 drafted this year, so it ups the ante. We still haven't had a Patriot drafted, you know, and so I'm desperately worried about that, Jim. My greatest fear of Vayner Sports. I'm not kidding, Jim.
I'm
really not doing this. The relationship, you know, you've got a kid who you fall in love with, their family. This is deep. This is real talk. You know, their mom. And I'm telling you right now, if one of our kids goes to the Patriots, I'm done. I tell the kids in the process, they're like, Gary, are you going to be there for me? I'm like, unless
no.
You get drafted by the Patriots, you know, yes, unless you get drafted by the Patriots. So,
right.
So I'm worried about that this weekend, Jim.
Yo, if it'll make you feel better, Gary, Brady's gone. Gronk is gone. So that helps. Hey, Gary, really quickly.
I do feel better.
Yeah, right. You had a sit down with my guy, Ed Mylett, recently. And I think the two of you guys are really, really good at this time.
Yeah.
I want to ask
him,
before you go, what would you say to somebody right now, Gary, who is listening, who may have lost their job and is feeling really down and really hopeless?
Man, there's so much here. And so, A, before I spit out what I have to say, it's all contextual and there's no one size fits all. But here's what I will say. The reality is life is completely based on perspective. No matter how crappy it is, you could decide that you have a ton of stuff in your house and you can sell it on eBay and on Craigslist and on Facebook and pick back up 2 or 3 months worth of your income. Do you have the humility for that? You know, when I just said that, you're like, whatever, dude, I get it. But do you have the humility? Because it's real. Because I have 10,000 people have emailed me that they followed that model. Number two, social media. Make content, write articles, and make videos for your LinkedIn profile right now. People are watching. There's tons of companies on the offense. And then number three, 75% of those people, Jim, didn't like their job to begin with. Maybe this is the greatest gift of that classic one step backwards and two steps forward. This is going to require humility. You know, you might have to give up your fancy car. You might even have to give up your fancy house. But as long as you don't care about other people's judgment, who don't even know you and have nothing to actually do with your life, and you actually focus on your interests, this is exactly when this audience should start their podcast about the Cincinnati Reds or about the NCAA. Like, lean into your passions and use the internet, and you'd be stunned after a couple of months of hustling how wild things start happening.
So glad I asked. He's the CEO of VaynerMedia and VaynerSports, the co-founder of Empathy Wines. He is a venture capitalist. He is a 5-time New York Times bestselling author, host of the Gary V Audio Experience. Follow him on Twitter at Gary V, and I consider him a very good friend of the program. Gary, it's great to have you back. Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Brother. Take care.
Good luck with all that. You have too. A great week.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
You got it. Gary V.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary.
Bernard Kohnberg writes, "So much value. Thank you, Gary, for making this available so easy for all of us to use and for free. Such valuable insight and information." Thanks to Bernard Kohnberg. So keep those reviews coming, and we could highlight yours next.